Okay. Now there is this online marketing that's the Mukulima Yang I'm talking about. What would you like to tell the youth that are there, that are going to listen to this audio? What can they do to benefit from this online platform?
Thank you. There has always been relationship between Western Kenya and Eastern Uganda. Very often, people visit each other. There are even blood relationships.
Yes, yes.
You find many ethnic groups around the border, a lot of connection. Now, let's commercialize this. Let's use agriculture as an avenue to commercializing our relationships.
Okay.
So let there be real partnership. Personally, I'm so happy to see the youth of Eastern Uganda and the youth of Western Kenya work. In my early days, when I was in the 20s,
okay,
I taught in various institutions in Western Kenya. So I'm so glad if I can see the youth, just as I was a youth at that time, as a teacher.
Yeah.
So let there be a lot of relationship. I think there must be a lot of building upon what already exists, because there is already some trade.
Yeah.
But very often the youth are minimal. And some of the traders come from other parts.
Okay.
And the youth in Eastern Uganda and the youth in Western Kenya are not actively taking part. It's not that we don't want other people to come in, but these youth should be at the center. And for us, our firm is very willing to facilitate that. If we know the youth are very organized, we can even lend them the produce. We say, now, here is the fruit. We've lent it to you for a week.
Mm.
Go and sell and bring the money.
After a week.
After a week. And so they should be able to do then that business. We shall be able to say, okay, here, come, through our firm, we can guarantee.
Yes.
We can guarantee if you've got a market in Western Kenya and the market is not very sure, they want to advance you some money. Now, for us, we can come in and we guarantee, we say, okay, advance this group of youth some money. For us, our firm is guaranteeing that we shall supply these items. So we are able to broker and come in and support.
You have talked about the youth being very few taking part in agriculture.
Mm.
What should be done to change the attitude of the youth?
I think it's very important, first of all, to make for the youth to know that agriculture pays. Agriculture can be a business. Agriculture can be a source of employment. But agriculture can also be interesting. So there is a need for mentorship. The youth need to be mentored to look at agriculture not as a by the way, but as a real business. And there is a need also to get the youth to be supported by their families, because the families will always be willing to give youth money to start maybe a camera business or any other business, but very often not in agriculture. So I wanted to tell them that this can be a real business, so they should be supported by their families. I think the banks also need to be brought on board. Very often the banks are hesitant when they are working with the youth.
Yes.
So if they know there are some established firms and our firm is willing to come in, take the risk. You know, like any business, you need to take risk. As we said, we don't have the energy to run up and down looking for this market, but if we know there are serious youth who are organized, you can come in and support them.
Okay. There is this year the thing of challenges. Most people, youth, and even the elderly, when they face challenges, they think it's a failure. For you here at Wanyange and Ilibugiri, have you had any challenges in your agricultural practices?
Very, 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 very many. I will start with the one which is very common. When we started, we could not make profits.
Mm-hmm.
We could not make profits because we were going for expensive approaches to agriculture. Buying everything from seed to manure, pesticide, and so on. If we use that approach to agriculture, it is very difficult to make profit. So try to see that you produce as many things as possible on the farm on your own and cut costs.
Okay.
The other mistake we made, we were working in isolation. So you say this is our farm and we are growing, and you don't list, you don't support your fellow farmers around.
Mm.
So we had a lot of thefts. But now in Bujiri, what we've done is to allow out growers. We've given them seedlings, so they are like now an insurance. There were many thefts on the farm. The other is the climate, the changing climate, which we cannot keep crying about. Again, we must have some climate smart agriculture techniques on the farm. Soil conservation, water conservation techniques, so many of them. We should use those. The other is always the resources, the finance, particularly getting money to invest. But I think there are now many opportunities. There are many people who now want to support agriculture-related work. Some of them are grants. They are not even loans. They will give farmers grants. But the farmers must be organized. The farmers must have clear markets. And the farmers must show that they have the skills and the knowledge. And there is also credibility. If it's just a few youth just coming around, nobody is sure. They'll say, let's wait. Let's wait and see what they achieve.
Okay.
So there must be credibility. There must be a record that they've done things.
Okay.
Then, of course, the issue of the market, which keeps changing.
Mm.
The prices keep fluctuating. Prices change. That is the big problem. But if the youth organize with Western Kenya, with Eastern Uganda, organize them, they can always say, where is the market now? Where is the price high now?
Mm.
Is it in Eastern Uganda or is it in Western Kenya?
Okay.
Then they can move around their products.
Okay.